Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
Like, I literally don't understand. I've been watching a lot of videos, like, on YouTube, like, the scariest ghosts top five or whatever. And some of that shit can't be hoaxes. It's pretty creepy.
Have you looked into infrasound at all?
Infrasound?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, because last night, like, I was feeling vibrations, and I thought, like, my neighbor was, like, putting his bass, like, so low or whatnot and cranking it so high that I was going to have a heart attack.
Now,
that shit is real. That infrasound shit can really fuck with you.
Yeah, between 17 and 19 hertz or gigahertz or something, it's supposed to vibrate at the same level as the fear center of your brain. And old pipes in old houses are said to vibrate at that level.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show, better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward in the history of the program. You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
What is that? What is that?
Looks like a pizza.
I can't tell from
Matthew. What will you type and tell us what that icon is? Because I can't tell what it is from the screen. Speaking of sex offenders,
thanks for the distraction, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, believe me, I know that. That's coming up later, sweetheart. And he didn't direct it; he wrote it.
What was it?
The Burning.
Oh,
I call it the anti-slasher movie, but I'll get to my movies later. But yeah, it's an interesting movie. But it was written by him. It was one of the first movies that I think it might have been one of the first movies that Miramax ever did. Oh, cat with sunglasses. Hi, Amy. Love you. Your maternity pictures look beautiful, by the way.
You look like a princess. But, a pregnant princess.
Harvey Weinstein wrote.
They don't even make those.
He didn't write. If I'm remembering this correctly, without Googling it, he didn't write the screenplay. He just came up with the story outline, and then they had someone write the. You know, you'll see that story by so and so, screenplay by so and so. That's what that means. That one person comes up with the story outline, and then somebody else writes the screenplay based off of that. But anyway, I'll get to the movies later. What were we talking about? I mean, aside from cancel culture,
we were talking about Epstein.
And Epstein, I'm not
quite sure what happened there. I think that's another thing that just kind of reached a fever pitch, and something had to happen. And
it's like somebody saw something they couldn't live with having seen anymore without saying something.
Maybe it's like the virus outbreak in The Stand coming to CBS All Access in December.
I think they killed
where it just
too
it was it was
the original Stand.
No, they made a new, they're making a new
oh,
one.
Oh, there's a new one.
Yeah,
I think they killed too
December.
Many people the year before.
I think that had something to do with it, but I also there's a big part of me that wonders if maybe it wasn't just this really unique perfect storm situation where like. The wrong, like Ward said, the wrong, literal, only wrong person happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and find out the wrong thing. And it was so, because there's a reason this shit stayed under wraps.
Him.
Yeah, there's a reason this shit stayed under wraps for as long as it did.
But it didn't. Like, he got convicted in 2013.
Well,
and he was hanging out with Bill Gates after that.
He just
got to keep doing his thing.
That's fair.
It wasn't under wraps. It was like an open secret.
That's fair. That's fair.
God, yeah, that no. dude is so creepy looking.
Corin Nemec. James,
he's always been creepy looking.
James Marston is playing Stu Redman.
That's a good pick.
Yeah,
he's good. I really at like everything.
It. Greg Kinnear is Glenn.
I hope he's not a piece of shit.
The Skarsgård, the dude from True Blood, is Randall Flagg, which really? I really like that casting.
Yeah.
I really, really do.
Wow. The whole Skarsgård family is going to be Stephen King villains.
Yep. The only thing that I'm on the fence about is Whoopi Goldberg as Mother Abigail.
Yeah, but that's
like
a small enough part.
Anymore.
It's a small enough part.
I'm 118 years I would have liked old them. And I still bake my own bread.
Welcome to The View.
Oprah is one of those just so... Is ubiquitous the word that I'm looking for?
I thought you said Whoopi Goldberg was playing her.
Isn't that what I said? Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah. Oh, you said why Oprah. Are you endorsing Oprah?
Now? Oh, sorry. Oprah? Wrong Oprah.
Have you heard the Oprah thing?
Wrong, but that was racist of me. Whoops. Sorry.
Jeez.
Whoopi Goldberg is, Oprah is as well, but they both, I have a hard time not just.
Oprah had a baby when she was 14 and sacrificed it to that owl. Have you heard that one?
No. Yeah. No, I have not.
That one's fucking crazy. That's interesting. And she's talked about it in People magazine.
Huh.
Of all places.
Oh, Joe just said hoot? Did you just say hoot?
Hoot.
It's a hoot.
Oh. It is a hoot. baby sacrifice is the worst.
No, it's like...
his name was Kanan.
Whoopi Goldberg is one of those people that I can't see her as a character in something because she's just always Whoopi Goldberg.
She was good in Star Trek.
Yeah,
though her character in
Guinan?
Star Trek,
Guinan.
Yeah, she was a little. She wasn't a big role, but she was.
But
there.
Also, I have something. I saw Whoopi Goldberg in. We went to a taping of The View when we were in New York.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so. Between commercial breaks, you get to kind of see...
Were you drugged there kicking and screaming by your wife?
Yeah, we just were looking for something to do.
Hey, you're going to admit that?
We were looking for...
Which one of these jars does your wife keep your balls in, Ward?
You know how many guys were there?
Probably
a whole lot of guys holding their jars.
Hey, man, no, dude. You want an easy place to scoop up some tail.
No, I don't
where watch. Do go where the women are? Yeah. Abortion clinics, tapings of The View.
So no, but what I was gonna say was on like commercial breaks, they'd ask like they had a comedian working in the audience doing like the crowd work on the commercial breaks to keep shit fucking
lively.
Yeah, and so he'd get questions from the audience, and they'd kind of sit there, they'd get their fucking makeup reapplied and shit like that during the break, but people'd ask questions of the host and stuff about like. Personal shit. I don't remember everything that got like said, but she just had like there was a genuineness to her personality.
Okay.
That was likable. It was like, oh, she's actually like one of the people that like kind of gets shit.
Okay.
I don't agree with everything she has to say in every position she has, of course.
Hey, yeah,
but
you've got more of an interaction with her than I
but
have.
But it was interesting to see like a real version of her not
when the cameras
tailored,
weren't rolling
yeah right
no that is like I said you've got a better window into her than I do but
and she's gonna play an old like how old's the lady that she's playing
dude,
in
Mother Abigail thing? Was 108 years old yeah.
And
yeah.
I still bake my own bread yeah.
So that movie that character was already a little bit
racist
fucking well that but
she's a fucking caricature
of its time
yeah it was already a caricature. So, Whoopi can do that.
No. No, I'll still watch
like
it.
It's not like she hasn't been a caricature before.
I don't like CBS All Access, and I don't have any interest in getting it, but I'll find my own way to watch
we
it.
We have it. It's been a slightly disappointing venture, but not as. But you know what's been more disappointing lately? Is Disney Plus.
Yeah.
They're
canceled
yeah.
it.
They're,
you canceled it? Yeah,
my free year that I got,
it's coming back on.
That was it.
And end of the month, it's coming back. But I
$7 or whatever.
Sign up for a month and leave it again.
My free year that I got through Verizon is up next, not next month, but in December, and I'm
famous for not canceling streaming services
really
and just keeping
the
them, but there's a handful that I'm getting.
Annabelle
there's just nothing to watch right now.
See, there's so much on there that Annabelle watches. And that's my only real, like, justification for it.
I can't say there's nothing to watch on there, because there is. There's so much stuff on there.
Swaths and swaths of stuff to watch, but it's just like...
But and there's stuff a lot that of I it, never find myself sitting
what
down.
What mindset
like,
I do I have to
this.
Be in to watch X, Y, Z?
Yeah. I mean, the entire Disney catalog is on there. And there's so many other movies on there. Like, everything Star Wars.
They hooked people.
Everything Marvel is on there.
They hooked people with the nostalgia.
I can always... There's always something that I can just turn on there. Whereas, like, Netflix, I'm swimming through shit. And I can always... I can just turn on Disney Plus and be like, oh, I'll just turn on Iron Man.
Right.
Like, it's not like I'm... Like, fucking, what am I going to watch? Like, I'll go on Netflix and I'll look for, like, 40 minutes before
you
I find something.
You spend the length of a movie looking for something on Netflix and oftentimes don't even settle on anything to watch.
Yeah.
You know, it's disheartening in a way, because like you used to go to the video store to look for these titles. Now you go to Netflix and you just fucking, your time is so, we've talked about this before, but
Netflix
your time
is
so
like Blockbuster.
Valuable that you, like, when you rented a something from the video store, you brought it home, you brought something tangible home and put it in. So you're like, okay, well, if this sucks, I still got to fucking see it through. Netflix, if something sucks when you start it, you can cancel out and go watch something
else.
Nope,
Speed 2 did not get completed.
Well, there's a handful of movies that I did not see through, but you know, you get what I'm saying.
Speed 2 did not make it. It got cruise control.
I like how you have one title.
The motherfucking Disney,
you're like,
or movie store.
You're like, you disagree on all accounts, but your one title is Speed 2.
It's the only movie title. It was the only one I was that dude that
you bypassed the car rewinder.
I would
rewinder.
Fucking spite watch everything. I would spite watch it through the credits, but I would not finish Speed 2. It was so fucking bad.
Yeah.
We shut it off within 20 minutes and was just like, nope. Sorry, Willem Dafoe with blood poisoning. No, thank you. God, that movie's bad.
It's, yeah.
Ugh. I don't remember. Jason Patrick,
it's
right?
Not, yeah, Jason Patrick.
Ship?
It's not...
Who dreamed that bullshit up?
There's a recipe for bad movies to be enjoyable, and that movie misses the mark on, like, literally every, like...
And that one substituted generic for everything.
Well, yeah, it's... Everything is generic. Nothing is interesting. It's... Bad movies, man, if they're gonna be bad, they gotta entertain you.
Nothing original anymore.
No, oh, not remakes, yeah. Not really. It's new original content doesn't sell, so nobody makes it anymore. It's disappointing.
People have been saying that since 1563, though.
Well, yeah, but the problem is like, there's so much content now that we're inundated
with
it.
Five stories.
We're just oversaturated with it.
Last night, I watched that last Rambo movie. It was on Amazon Prime or whatever.
Last Blood. I enjoyed it.
Damn, that was some good.
I like Rambo movies, though.
That was pretty gnarly, but...
It was gore heavy, for sure.
But I saw, like, on Amazon Prime, like, Child's Play. They redone Child's Play. Like, why?
What was wrong with the other ones? Why can't they just be classics?
Did you not watch them?
The fucking cell phone, you know, because
from start to finish, you can see what's wrong with them.
Or whatever, you know?
See, so the remake of...
The remakes with music. Like Five Finger Death
Punch. I was just
going
to say, Five Finger Death Punch, the most famous cover band in all time.
Disturbed.
Yeah.
Disturbed shitty remake of the Sound of Silence. Go jump in a river and I can hear the sound of the bubbles stop, you fucking asshole.
No, so I watched the Child's Play remake since you mentioned it. And it is very interesting because it is a remake in name and, like, loose concept only. In the original Child's Play, the doll is an inanimate doll that becomes the host for
the
soul of a serial killer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the Child's...
A voodoo serial killer.
Excuse me, voodoo serial killer. I'm sorry.
What's the chant? Do you know the chant? Some people have the chant memorized.
No, sir. I was never that into Child's Play.
The only line I remember from that movie is, Chucky said Aunt Maggie was a bitch and she deserved to die. Jesus, so, Ward's got it on.
But
the Dumbala chant.
The thing is in the new one, in the remake, they completely and totally do away with all of the supernatural aspect of it. And what happens is there is this disgruntled factory worker who, for reasons that the movie needs to happen, decides to fuck with one of the dolls that's being shipped out of the company because it's like he's getting fired or something stupid like that. But so it literally, they get rid of all of the spiritual aspect of it, and it just becomes Chucky is quite literally, he's like the Terminator. He's just an evil robot doll.
Okay.
It's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
As somebody who likes that, like, yeah, man, it's a doll with the soul of a serial killer in it. Like, that's goofy as shit, and I love that. Just another robot, just another evil AI? Really? That's what you got for me?
That's lame.
Like, ugh. No thanks.
Do you want to read the chant?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Read what I have highlighted.
Ah, I don't know how to pronounce that.
You're going
to
bring this, you're going to bring my little bobbleheads to life.
Ade yes. Du Dambala. Valanchella, Santeria, Oya, Shungo, Yenya, Makumba, give me the power, I beg of you. Huh.
Well, something rose from the dead.
Neat, yeah.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't those bobbleheads, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Amy, the homebrew is fantastic. I've had two. It's really, really good.
I'm on my third.
I'm about to be on my third.
So you're brewing beer?
Yeah, I started home.
Are you like making games on Nintendo Switch?
Oh my god,
homebrew games.
No, I spent probably $600 on equipment to brew my own beer. I didn't buy like a Mr. Beer jug. I got a whole thing. I did an extract for my first brew, and then this next one I'm going to do a full grain. Mash and all that fun stuff, but it's this first one turned out really good. I'm anxious to get going on the other one, but I don't want to have a ton of bottles in surplus already, so I'm kind of trying to build up my stock. So I bought a case of
Sam Adams
because they're pry top bottles, so I can use the bottles to bottle the beer. But I'm also looking into getting a keg at some point and doing a keg style, but I don't know if this fridge will.
It will.
I think fridge will hold a keg, but
so will a kegerator.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Okay. Are they?
I think I'd have to build a kegerator. You could build one from like a mini fridge, I think. That's what they look like.
Yeah, you just got to cut holes in the
top. Cut holes in the top.
I don't know if I'd be good at that.
I don't know. I'd watch a video.
I'm not good at much, really.
On YouTube.
Yeah. So, Joe, which one of these do you want to talk about? Tech, ghosts, God, or Trump? Or all of them?
Oh, I just threw a bunch of shit out there just to say whatever's fine.
Oh, I know. But I wanted to put them in a bulleted list because it made it fun to tease that we might talk about all of them. Since it's the month of...
election coming up. You know, election coming up.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm voting Trump.
Are you?
Yeah. All right.
Good talk.
No, but tell me why. Good talk. I'm just curious to know. Like, I think I'm probably. I don't know.
Okay, so here's my question.
Are you in trouble with the missus? But I'm looking third party.
Yo, Jorgensen.
Are you voting Trump more because you support him or more because you disapprove of Biden?
I would probably say support.
That's a refreshing answer.
See, here in Oregon, it's you get a mail-in ballot. That's what you get. There are no polls here, so... It's always been mail-in here in Oregon, so it's...
I don't understand all the hubbub about people Trump having problems with it.
I'd have to say. I mean, the only thing with Trump is I see he's not he's not a a bureaucrat. He's not a politician, so to say.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't like paperwork.
No. But how I see it is he's freaking stirring the turd soup, you know? This whole government bullshit that we've had for so long, it's just monotony. Nothing really seems... I don't know. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. Biden's at your door now. He heard you.
Yeah.
He's a loyal follower. He was just lucid today, so he knew where you were.
I never really ever into politics until I got a kid on the way, really. That's when I started watching news. My grandma would scream, oh, Obama can't get nothing done, oh, this and that, the Republicans, this and that. It's like, oh, grandma, that's all freaking bullshit. They're all liars one way or the other. And then I see Trump come in, you know, and he's just like stirring this shit stoop and everyone gets to smell it. And it's just all fucking crooked either way, each way as it is. I mean, with all this fucking, with the FBI bullshit that happened and the fucking, the Russia conspiracy and shit, it's just, it's been crooked that way. It's not just once, you know, one time happened. So it's just, I see him as the shit soup stirrer.
Yeah.
And I want to see more of it, you know. I mean, with the tax credits and things, that was pretty cool shit. You know, that was great. So, you know, it's Trump. Yeah. He's good.
The only reason I ask is because especially on like Twitter and on the internet and stuff, you'll find I was having the conversation with my mother-in-law because she and I talk politics. Honestly, I probably talk politics more with my mother-in-law than I do probably any other two people combined, because we are completely opposite ends of the political spectrum on a lot of things.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's fun to talk to her because we can actually debate. Nobody seems to want to endorse their candidate anymore. They seem more interested in just, well, I'm voting for Trump because I sure as shit ain't voting for Biden.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think there's endorsements out there because you wouldn't see all of the paraphernalia that's going around with like the fucking Trump flags and
they're everywhere.
The hats and all that stuff. So there's definitely people are throwing their fucking hats in the ring.
That's a fair point.
I'd say like my biggest contention and
conversation.
This is more about the type of personalities that are driving our. The whole conversation countrywide is like the divisiveness that his presidency has created. And that's not necessarily all his fault, but he doesn't do anything to help it along.
No.
And he shouldn't.
No, I don't think so. I don't.
I mean,
yeah, I'd say he's definitely stirring the pot. I don't, there, I guess,
given the choice between a president who's a shit stirrer and a president who tries to be a unifying voice, even if it's bullshit, I'll take the bullshit unifying voice.
Unifying voice.
But I'm also a relentlessly fucking hopeless optimist.
I hate both pieces of it. I think that the unifying voice, because it's bullshit, bothers me.
Agreed.
I don't think that he needs to try to unify the people, but he just needs to land at a place that's more concise about where he stands on stuff. And I think sometimes he kind of like tap dances around it because he's afraid to that he's going to upset some of his base. And so he kind of... he tiptoes around things and doesn't come forward with a strong opinion one way or the other on things. Like it's kind of like his stand back and stand by thing that he told the Proud Boys or whatever, where he's just kind of like,
that was weird.
A lot of stuff.
I didn't expect that.
A lot of stuff that I see from him.
That was the virus talking.
Does it right. Yeah. That was the COVID. a lot of the stuff that I see from him, he doesn't, to your point about having these opinions and stuff like that and drawing hard lines on things, the only thing that he really wants to seem to ever draw a hard line on anything about
is how great he is.
Is how great he is and how great we're doing with him as president. That's it. It's a really,
but if you say
it's
it enough,
a really one note presidency, honestly, like because it's really weird. No matter what the subject is, no matter whether it's immigrants and we should build a wall, or we need to give stimulus money to people because they're out of work and it'll help the economy, or we need to close down and quarantine and blah 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 blah. No matter what the subject is, the very first thing you will hear him talk about is we're doing great. Nobody else could handle this as well as we are. You wouldn't believe how good it's going. Trust me, it's going really well. We've got a plan.
There's your bullshit unifying voice.
But that's not unifying. Though.
It's unifying his base.
That I don't see that as unifying. I see that as just flat out bullshit.
But that's what every politician does. You know what Biden's doing is he's unifying his base by doing the shit where he fucking leans into the camera and fucking talks to the American people.
Oh, God, tell you, that was and bad.
I want to tell you something here.
Yeah. So it's all the same. You? It's just different
people in your living room.
It's just different sides of the same horse shit.
Give me your daughters.
But see, I disagree. A unifying voice would be to say, we all need to work harder. We all need to do better. I expect the people on the left to do better, and I expect the people on the right to do better, because together we all need to work harder and do better. That is a unifying voice.
Do you think Karen's going to embrace that coming out of his mouth, though?
Saying we're doing a great job, that's not a unifying voice.
But either way, even if he all of a sudden tomorrow decided to come in and say all those things, do you think that everybody that's fucking hated on him from day one
are going to hop on board. Those attitudes won't change.
Because my opinion changed from the beginning. I don't endorse Trump.
He's the genuine presently devil
because
a lot of
I have different opinions. But at the same time, when he got elected, I was kind of like I said, I was like giddy for what was to come.
Because this should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be interesting. But it's just at this point, there's certain aspects of it that are tired. And it's like, let's quit recycling the same old fucking gray water and let's fucking move on to something else at this point.
I agree.
Exactly.
He is a genuine buffoon, though.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like the dictionary definition of buffoon.
Yeah.
And Biden's a fucking child molester. Like, did you watch that video I put up the other day? Like, he's grooming children on the Senate floor.
It's really, really, really uncomfortable.
That psychologist, like, talking through exactly what he's doing. And then Jeff Sessions swatting his fucking hand away.
Yeah.
Like, don't touch my granddaughter. I know you're the Vice President of the United States and I just hit you, which is a fucking felony, but don't touch my granddaughter.
Wow, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something else.
Yeah, just do a quick search of Jeff Sessions swatting Joe Biden.
I'm not surprised.
That shit is hilarious. That dude fucks children. And I don't care who hears me say it. Send some fucking people. I don't know. Like, oh my God, we've never had a worse choice between two people. Well, we probably have. I think it resulted in the Civil War. But
Didn't think that when at the last election, when it was Trump and Hillary, I was like, this is it. We've reached the pinnacle of whatever the pinnacle of the bottom is where we are. We've reached the top of the bottom in a place where we literally could not have two worse options.
Pay dirt.
And then they fucking trotted Biden out. And I just, my big argument, like, I have a lot of.
No, Hillary's just as bad.
Libertarian.
She's exactly the same.
I have a lot of libertarian beliefs.
She just keeps it on camera.
By and large. But my biggest gripe against the Democratic Party for really like the entirety of my voting lifetime, I guess I would say, like since I became old enough to cast votes, is how do they perpetually pick these schlubby dipshits who have no chance of winning.
They had a Tulsi Gabbard and they went with Joe Biden. I'd have voted for Tulsi Gabbard.
This election, when they lose this election, because I personally, again, it's not necessarily something that I entirely agree with, but I don't agree with either of them, so I don't think either of them are good choices. But when Trump gets reelected, this will be...
See, people say he's polling low, but he was also polling low the first election.
He was polling low in the first election.
All these same people that are saying, have you seen the polls? Biden's doing good in the polls. Yeah, you told me that 4 years ago about Hillary Clinton and what happened.
When's the last time we had a president serve one term?
Is mine when I take a piss. Like,
when's the last time we had a president most important serve one term?
To me.
American people don't like change. They will keep him in there for no other reason than they're used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a one-term president? Seriously.
Bush Senior.
Yep. So.
And the only reason that was because Perot ran.
Yep. And again,
you watch that documentary. And, he's bitter about that.
And I don't think he was supposed to be president anyway.
So you look.
He never should have been in there.
He
was the head of the CIA. There was all kinds of reasons he never should have even been run.
Yeah.
He never should have been vice president. Like, there's all kinds of reasons he should never have been in the big seat.
You look at when they trotted out John Kerry.
He probably killed Kennedy.
You look at when they trotted out Joe Biden. You got two elections just in my adult voting lifetime where you're going to watch the Democrats lose an election vote to a president who has historically low approval numbers.
Yeah.
Because that was the big thing about Bush was he's got the lowest approval numbers of any president in history, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, they still picked somebody who managed to lose to him. And now here we sit again in 2020 with Trump having some of the lowest approval ratings.
Yeah, I'll be genuinely surprised if Biden wins.
I will be stunned.
I can't believe no.
All this polling data says that he's going to win, and that's like, why are you listening to that?
I will be.
That 30-page report that came out 2 days ago about his son.
Like, oh, Hunter?
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about, what's that fucking, Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
That whole thing is fucked up. And nothing? Mm. Just nothing?
They don't want to give it traction.
They're too
busy talking about the president recovering from coronavirus.
It's absurd.
He's basically immune to it.
Thoughts on whether or not he actually got it?
I don't think he had it.
I don't either. I think it's clever.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, because Biden will only do a virtual.
There's no way they can confirm that he had it. So, fuck.
It's all coming out of the White House.
Yeah.
Well, so. And there's seven different types of coronavirus. Did he have COVID-19 or SARS-CoV? Right.
Or just a common cold?
Yeah.
Whatever. Or did he have one of the other six? Who knows? Who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
Can you confirm which version of this that I had? You can't? Well, then maybe fuck off.
Not to pat myself on the back, but this is a solid beer.
This is good beer, man. And again, I'm not really a beer drinker, but this is... Like, I admittedly, when I came here...
It's got a nice little sweet taste to it.
Yeah, it does. When I came here, I was going to have one to humor you, because you're my friend.
What did you brew?
I brewed an amber ale.
Amber ale.
Yeah.
I've brewed one of those.
It's really dark, though. It's really tasty.
Yeah, it's dark. It's a little cloudy. It almost looks kind of like a...
It almost looks like a brown.
Yeah.
Because amber is supposed to be lighter.
A little bit lighter. Yeah, it's cloudy. But it...
Filter it one more time, maybe next
time. It probably
needed
more filter.
Yeah, there you go.
But... Mm. It's good, though. I'm happy with it, ultimately.
So you have ghosts highlighted on the...
Oh, because it's Halloween month.
Topic, yeah?
Yeah, what do you think about ghosts?
Yeah, do you guys believe in ghosts?
So does anybody have any theories on ghosts?
Theories?
Theories on, like, what they actually are?
Yeah.
Residual energy.
What actually is a ghost? Yeah.
So, like, you mean, the heat you leave behind in a chair, this is, like, ghosts of the emotional... heat you leave behind when you die, that sort of thing?
Similarly, yes.
Like that basic idea?
Yeah. That's the really broken down, simplified version of it. But yeah,
Joe, what's your take?
Well, I've heard that quartz crystal has a lot to do with ghosts, like how quartz you can it'll somehow record something like life force, and then it'll repeat it when the magnetic waves are in the right spot. Possibly, I don't know.
I've had some experiences.
My kids have had some experiences, like in this house. Like, I don't understand why, but I swear a cat jumped up on my bed and just laid down and wasn't there, and heard meowing like coming from under my bed.
What year was the house built?
I'm sorry?
What year was the house built?
76.
Huh. What kind of pipes does it have?
Bicentennial.
Just some kind of recent things. Like, my daughter, she's 3, and she was saying, sometimes when I go to bed, my bed will just shake, and then it stops when I wake up. It's
Joe Biden's in there.
Yeah, maybe.
God, I hope not.
Creepy Joe, not this Joe. Anyway, it's just, I don't know. Like, I've had some experiences in my life, and like I literally don't understand. I've been watching a lot of videos, like on YouTube, like the scariest ghosts top 5 or whatever. And some of that shit can't be hoaxes. It's pretty creepy.
Have you looked into infrasound at all?
Infrasound?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, because last night, like, I was feeling vibrations, and I thought, like, my neighbor was like putting his bass like so low or whatnot and cranking it so high that I was gonna have a heart attack.
Now
that shit is real. That infrasound shit can really fuck with you.
Yeah, between 17 and 19 hertz or gigahertz or something, it's supposed to vibrate at the same level as the fear center of your brain. Mm-hmm. And old pipes in old houses are said to vibrate at that level. And they found that some of the quote-unquote most haunted places in the world, mm-hmm. if they go through and they pad and duct tape, like you take pool noodles and put them around the pipes in these houses, duct tape them up so they're nice and braced, the hauntings just stop.
So it's a psychosis due to infrasound.
Well, and,
interesting.
Well,
and
there's
as little as 15 minutes of exposure on some people. Some people are highly sensitive to it. Other people, not so much. Other people are slightly different frequencies. But like, you can get nosebleeds. You can have panic attacks. You can have hallucinations, just from this sound that you can't hear,
yeah,
but you can feel it.
There's a movie that came out here not too long ago, and I want to Google it. I can't remember what movie it was, but they all of the horror scenes, they lay that tone into the soundtrack.
That's fucking cheap shit.
It works, of course it does. It's just because it's fucking scientifically proven. I am gonna Google it and see if I can figure it out. But yeah, they put that, it's a tone, wow. that just, they've scientifically figured out that volume, yeah. decibel level makes people uncomfortable.
Now, I am not gonna say that there's not some other thing, because it's a big world, but it's one of those eliminate all other possibilities kind of things. So go around and check your pipes.
You gotta listen to the scientists.
Yeah, you got science, all caps with an exclamation point. Infrasound is something you should always check into first. Your house isn't old, but like, if mine was...
My pipes do wiggle, though. I do have water pressure hammer, so I can actually see that.
And yeah, you might look into that just for your own house before you start burning sage. But I don't put anything past the old gypsy cures either, because there's always like some of those things. Sometimes it's a fungus. Sometimes it's a weird plant. Sometimes it's a dust. And some of those things, like, they'll tell you to burn sage, or they'll tell you to do this, they'll tell you to do that, and they work, but not for the reasons that they think. And sometimes it really is just an emotional echo of somebody that used to live in the house. And
apparently they used it in Eraserhead all the way back then.
Oh, really? Oh,
that's interesting.
And I think in some of the cases, it tends to be the people who believe in it, in that sort of thing. Like, they set it up. Like, their belief fuels it.
Well, there's
and the, so they leave an echo because they believe they'll leave an echo.
Yeah, and there's the Mulder thing of wanting to believe. When you want to believe something, you will see things that aren't there. You will hear things that aren't there. You'll it's
kind
of
like my
it's the opposite of like deliberate denial, where it's like never underestimate somebody's ability to bullshit themselves that something isn't there. So it's the inverse of
that. At what point do you need to start believing that you're going to leave an echo for yourself to leave an echo?
It's got to be deep.
Yeah,
like you have to have
some real deep shit
deep belief about it. You can't just decide to not, like, as you're kicking off that, like, I need to like haunt my kids.
Well, it doesn't have to be long term. It's just got to be there.
Right.
And it's not. It's
and
it's
a genuine belief. Yeah. Like, you can't just like manufacture
right
a belief just because you want to do something.
And I can wrap this into both Project Bluebird and God. So if you want to get two things in, and this is one of my, I've got three or four different like base theories of all reality. This is one of them. And get your hip waders on, because this is pretty deep bullshit.
Bring it on.
Okay, so the Bible says that we're made in God's image, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what if there's one word to describe God, that word is creator, right?
I was going to say infallible, but...
Creator. God is a creator.
I can go with that.
Okay.
Because the first thing God did was create the world, right?
God created himself, or God created man in his own image and saw it was good.
Right. So God creates. Creates. Creates man in his own image, so that therefore we must be creators. That must be our primary drive. So what if at one point,
well, we do create,
when everybody believed the world was flat, what if it was? What if it was this thing inside a glass globe held up by four elephants or a giant or on the back of a giant turtle? Because for a while, cultures across the world had this image of the world as this thing being held up by something else underneath a dome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whether it was elephants or turtles or Atlas, something was holding up the world. So that's how it was until enough people were convinced by Copernicus or Galileo or whoever that, no, all this shit was spinning around us. We were the middle of everything. And then suddenly we were, because enough people believed it. We created it with our minds.
So it's like a mass version of Schrodinger's cat. It doesn't actually exist until you think it does.
Right.
Kind of thing.
And okay. It ties into quantum theory, because quantum theory is this particle is both of those things, like Schrodinger's cat, until we look at it. And then it's based on how we look at it.
Yeah.
Then it is what it is.
Yeah.
And so
universally seeing something into existence.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so then we decided, all of these people decided, no, wait, we're going around the sun. The sun's not going around us. And then a bunch of people were like, okay.
And the Earth's like,
boom. Okay, now everything's going around the sun. And the sun's going around this other big bastard. And this other big bastard's going around this... And now everything's in this big-ass cloud that's constantly spinning outward.
So then what happens to the naysayers in this case? Are they just the minority?
Yeah, they just... Their belief system gets pushed out.
A Cro-Magnon.
And then people write books about it. American Gods comes out.
There you go.
and their stuff just kind of passes off into legend, and maybe it's still got some, a little bit of power here, a little bit of power there. And then you've got those little places like empty gas stations on the side of the highway that are kind of overgrown and are weird as fuck. You know, like those little places, border towns, fucking libraries in the middle of the night. Like just shit, like just those weird in between places.
Yeah.
That's where that shit goes. But things change as reality. Enough people agree on it. And so
it gets so matter does not exist unless there's an observer.
Right.
Okay. So what's the matter with matter?
So if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, it didn't happen.
But you could go find it. So then it never happened, because if you did see a tree laying on the ground, then it didn't just materialize on the ground.
It's paracausal. It existed in that way.
It was always that way.
So basically then reality is like a Sega Dreamcast.
Right.
Because that's how it renders its graphics. Just whatever. It doesn't render the full model, like behind of what you would see, you know, the back of the head or whatever.
Right.
So just basically the back of my head doesn't exist because you can't see it. I can't see it, but right. I can still feel it.
Simulation theory. But what was that thing I shared the other day? The thing you said was the fucking Goodwill Hunting math thing.
Oh.
The one that said that we're in a neural network.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one that basically proved simulation theory.
Yeah, the simulation theory thing. Yeah.
The universe is basically a neural network.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of different things over the years that have proven that, not irrefutably, but like there's a resolution. Like your TV's got a resolution. We have a pixel size, and it's called the Planck length. It's the distance, the smallest distance between two objects.
Adam.
So you could add credence to your argument with climate change, because as more people embrace that it's actually a thing, the more it actually is a thing. It
becomes a more of a, yeah. Yeah, that's like, actually sound, yeah.
You could say, because,
yeah.
Did you have, by the way, have you watched that Richard Attenborough show?
No, not yet.
It's not bad.
I like everything.
The end premise is basically we just have to like put shit back.
Yeah.
just put it back.
Just put it back.
Well, because he comes up with all these like charts and shit throughout or these statistics, like how much of the natural world have we taken over? And it starts out at like we're like at 70-some% is untouched. And then, like, by the end of it, by now, I think we're, like, at, like, 30% or something, like, disturbingly low.
Just absurd.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and we did it in under 100 years, which, I mean, and when you look at it through that kind of, like, it's eye-opening to be, like, well, yeah, I guess climate change could actually be a thing because aggressively...
I always use the argument of it of I don't see how people could think it's not real. Like,
right.
How can you think that literally billions of people on the planet right. doing the things that they do
we
is
didn't
not going to have
we didn't do
some
anything
kind
and didn't
of an
do
effect.
Anything for several hundred years, and then all of a sudden, within the last 100 years, we just
did
had...
Did I send you
like,
that?
If your two fish in their fish tank shit constantly, and you right. never, ever do anything to clean it up, eventually it's going to get
cloudy.
It's not
going to clean itself.
Yeah, like, I just...
You
I, it was one of those things...
and put it in there.
I don't necessarily understand, nor do I agree with some of the things that I've heard in relation to some of the climate change stuff that, you know, like, oh, it's going to destroy the ozone layer and the planet's going to become a desert wasteland and so on and so forth. Like, no.
I think it'll kill us.
I don't know that humanity will survive it, but the world will be all right. But
I used to remember the sun used to be yellow.
How could you think that
and
we
now
don't,
it's white.
How could you think that we don't have an effect
that's
on
true.
The planet?
Yeah, no, and that's...
Isn't the sun yellow?
It used to be.
Now you can't look directly at it. Not like
not
you could
easily.
Before, but I mean...
But it didn't yeah. hurt so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since
I've But I, well, it's like the George Carlin joke. He's like, you don't think the Earth can just like shake us off like
a big
yeah, man.
Case of the fleas.
Yeah, and watching that, I was like, Like, okay, so George Carlin, like when I was younger, I was like, so George Carlin doesn't believe in climate change. No, he believed in climate change. He was just like,
he's just like, I don't like, care.
I don't care. And the earth doesn't give a fuck either, because at the end of the day,
yeah, it's basically the planet getting
it's going to hit the reset button. And,
yep.
And we're
what
gone.
What the fuck am I going to do about it?
Well, right. It's nothing more than and the hubris of mankind. Sun,
like the sun, like I said several times on this show, the sun could fart and we could die.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
In an instant. Well, 7 minutes, I think.
Is that anything we can predict, though? Can we predict that?
I don't think so.
I bet there are probably people who'd like to say they could, but can they really?
Right. But,
because
but
all could, of their predictions are just based well, on also, guesswork anyway.
Also, we seem to be getting a lot of like, there's going to be an asteroid passing close to Earth within the next 2 days. It's like, oh, is that all the notice we get?
The NEOs?
What's that?
The NEOs?
I don't know.
Near Earth objects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we'll get like a notification like, asteroid going to be close to Earth
kiss
in
your
2 days. It's like, oh, really? Okay.
Tell your
I thought
you
we were supposed
her,
to know about this.
You're not going to have time to go yeah. find her and give her
we
a
We need like an Armageddon time frame so we can send Bruce Willis to space to right. help us out. But fuck.
Like, would it do any good to know that the sun was going to shrug its shoulders and kill us? Probably not.
No, because we haven't done anything to advance ourselves in a technological standpoint. Technology, Joe. Technology.
Oh, yeah. We got to hit that. Go underground.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we could
turn into those
the mole men,
blind, weird guys. You remember
the Morlocks?
Yeah,
the Morlocks
from the time machine. Yeah.
What were the top side ones from Time Machine? Eloy.
Oh God, I can't remember. Ooh.
Was it Eloy? Eloy.
I think you might be. That sounds right, but I
don't know if I'm pronouncing it right because I
admittedly I'm
only
not sure.
read the book. I never watched either of the movies.
Oh, the Guy Pearce.
The Guy Pearce one.
Good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Well, even the original one, the one from the '60s, is pretty decent too. I like watching some of those older movies. Do some of those like Clash of the Titans,
dude.
That
yeah.
was '83, I think.
Ray Harryhausen.
Eloy, motherfucking nailed it.
What was it I watched the other day? Them.
Is that the rat one?
No, that's the.
Hey, I gotta go.
That's the bug one. Yeah.
Good night, real quick.
Oh yeah,
I'll be right back.
Okay,
right.
then.
Sorry.
No worries.
Push him on the sun thing.
The
sun thing's a good one. The color changing sun thing.
Yeah.
That one's a fun one.
I'm what I would call like a healthy skeptic. When it comes to ghosts, because
I want to believe anything is real,
I can explain it as ghosts, but I've seen things that I genuinely would love an explanation.
Mm. It kind of goes back to the simulation theory. It's like our simulation is only what we basically, you can't just change. And I like your argument for what's the noise thing?
Oh, the infrasound.
Infrasound.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I'd never even heard of that before, but that makes a ton of sense as far as hauntings go.
It's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I forget what I've talked about here and what I haven't, because I talk to so many people about so many things that I was surprised that I haven't given that particular speech in here before, because that's one of my big ones.
Yeah.
Imagine
Ghostbusters just showing up with a bag of pool noodles.
But yeah,
I'm afraid of no ghost.
I don't know. That's one of the ones that I really, one of my grand unification theories. I've got two or three more, but that one's one of the ones that I keep going back to because I don't know. You hear people, well, like, you see those books, they come around every few years, a different one will come out, like The Secret or whatever, and they all talk about the same thing, like using the mechanism of your mind to manifest, and that's the word they use, all of them, manifest things in your life,
mm-hmm.
and every religion will bring up something similar, and there's a lot of core tenets to things that just keep coming up. And you're like, why would this come up? Why would that come up? why do things keep coming up over and over and over again?
Yeah.
And those are the things that you need to come out, look out for.
Right.
Those things that come up in every religion over and over and over again. Because those are the things that are probably closer to whatever the truth
really is. The tenets that are holding true across the...
Yeah. If it comes up in, it, yeah. in Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism,
there's
Buddhism,
something to it.
There must be something there.
Yeah.
Like not treating people like shit. Oh, maybe we should do that.
So, Joe, the sun.
Yes, sir.
Can you elaborate?
I've seen it before.
You've seen it before?
Well, I remember it used to be yellow. I used to look at it when I was probably about 5.
I wonder,
yellow.
Do you think it's a, is that a Mandela effect?
That's what I was going to say. Is it a Mandela effect thing?
It could be.
Is it because, or is it because we always,
changed,
we always drew the sun as yellow in our pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, whenever typically, like if the sun was yellow, that means it was cooler. Because now it's white, it's a higher Kelvin, which means the sun would be hotter. But I just kind of just think of that weird that, yeah, it could be a Mandela effect. Because I do remember Mandela dying in prison a while back. I can't give you a date, but didn't he just die recently?
Yeah, I think 2012 or something like that.
That long ago.
I don't even think it was that long ago.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was like a couple years ago.
Oh, we're getting Mandela effect times two.
Yeah, right.
Time flies. Yeah.
2013? Damn, Warden.
See, I'm not one of the ones that remembers him dying in prison.
Me neither.
But I do. The Berenstain Bears is the one that gets me, because I don't remember them ever being the Berenstain Bears until people started showing pictures of the Berenstain Bears.
Same.
Yeah.
Berenstain.
Yeah.
The stain. Yeah, the Berenstain Bear.
Yeah, they're stain now.
I always remembered them as Snorks, but now everybody's just saying they're Smurfs.
Yeah, Snorks.
Come along with the Snorks.
Oh my god. holy crap. I thought I was the only one.
Fuck.
See, I remember both of those.
La 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 la. Yeah.
Papa Smurf, gonna be killed.
That escalated quickly.
We had a, she was like a typing teacher, business teacher. She did not like the Smurfs because they practiced black magic.
Oh. I thought she was gonna say
Gargamel's cat is named after one of the versions of the devil. So. I mean, she's not too far off.
I thought you were going to say it's because they were communists.
Which is also true.
What's that, Joe?
I said that was pretty awesome. I did not know that.
All right, peeps. Didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.